Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be going over Supergirl Season 6, Episode 13, titled The Gauntlet. Last week's episode, it's been a hot minute since I've recorded, so gotta think about it. Oh, yes. Okay. How could I forget last week's episode? I talked so highly about it. Last week's episode was very Kelly-centric episode. When I say last week, I mean the last episode. This has been over a week since I've recorded the last podcast, so let's be realistic here. Very Kelly-centric episode. It was written by AZ, and I thought it was incredible. Really got to see Guardian for the first time, and we're still dealing with Nixley, and obviously some issues going on with that. And so, yeah, what an episode. Crazy. Anyways, so 6:13. We immediately start off with Kara in the tower. She's just frustrated that, the team just hasn't gotten anything on these totems and these gauntlets and stuff. So she's like, I don't even think she knew about the gauntlet. I think she was mostly about the totems. They just know nothing. They don't know where they are or what they are. What do they look like? How do we find them? She just knows nothing. So it's really frustrating. And then Lena's back. Woo-woo, officially. And so Kara and Brainy just initially catch her up on all things Nixley, what's going on, and stuff like that. And Kara's like, I think I might have something that will help us. So Kara and Lena go to the fortress, and they find some more info about fifth dimensional energy. So Kara does her little thingy in the computer or whatever, and a witch named Vita comes up, and Lena just gets a little bit flustered. She's obviously still in denial about having magic and having powers, especially with, last week and going to Newfoundland and finding out about her mom and what went on there. So she's still not really sure what to think yet. And then Vita, the Kryptonian witch, explains the totems. And that they create the All Stone, which I believe Mixie explained. The totems go to the All Stone, and the crystal that Mixie went into that Nixley has finds all the totems for the All Stone that gives like unlimited power to her, right? Vita continues that they're all hidden as objects, so just kind of basic objects. They don't look like anything special. And a test of character must be done to wield them. So this is what the gauntlet is. It's a test of character that goes along with the totem. And they know there's the courage totem, love totem, humanity, stuff like that. It kind of reminded me of like the Paragons. If you go back to Crisis on Infinite Earths, kind of reminded me of that, just in a more physical form, like the totems from season 3 of Legends of Tomorrow. So a bit of a mix. And then we cut to what's starting off is the main sort of protagonist line of the episode. A scientist is upset that she does not have the plans for a project that she was working on, and that that her and a partner were working on, they're not working on anymore because they had some like falling out or whatever, And so the other scientist that's there with her convinces her that she should just go get the bat, go get the plants. It's totally fine. Is that a good idea? Probably not. And then we finally get back to the ship with Mitch. And Mitch encourages... Oh, no. Read that wrong. Mitch actually finds the Courage Totem and gives a heist plan to Nixley. So the Courage Totem is in this museum. And Mitch kind of gives this elaborate thing like, this is the time to enter with like a security position change. You know, the classic thing, cameras are here, blah, blah, blah. Go through this door this exact time. Stuff like that. And Nixley kind of like criticizes it. She's like, that's so ridiculous. You get like, do all people on Earth like figure this shit out? Like, this is how you guys do it. So I thought that was a little funny. And then we get to Kelly and Alex in the apartment. Kelly is obviously still processing everything, as she explained at the end of last episode. But then she is planning, though, to help out Joey in Orlando as guardian back in the Heights. And then to Catco, Andrea is, of course, upset with William, because isn't she always? Because William hasn't gotten anything from the Super Friends yet. And he hasn't done anything, hasn't put out any articles, gotten any info whatsoever. So, but why hasn't he done this yet is because he's afraid of getting hurt. Last time he was anything associated with the Super Friends, he got hurt. He got shot by Andrea. Not by Andrea, by, God, the actress's name is Andrea in real life. Man, what's her name? It was the girl that was, like, in love with Lex. Why don't I remember her freaking name? Anyway, you guys probably remember what I'm talking about. He got shot because he was trying to get to Lex. Lex, the girl who liked Lex a lot and was, like, her assistant, shot him. And so he doesn't want to risk that again, of course, which is very much valid and understandable. And then back at the tower, the Super Friends actually come up with a way to track down the Courage Totem. But when they do that and they set up the algorithm and have this little map, there are still too many possibilities of where the totem could be. And then just like that, quinky dink, good timing, Nixley comes up on facial recognition at the museum. So they're like, well, I guess it's there. So they all go to the museum. And so they can all like, they all kind of like fly in, right? And like, they all do like super poses. Like they land, do the superhero poses. And then Lena runs in from the back. Like nobody took Lena as they were flying. Like, come on. Could have been helpful. But Nixley has already gotten hold of the totem, which already drew out security because she had to break the glass to get to the totem, which Mitch did not think through. But she begins the gauntlet, and it sort of is like this weird like dream thing, I guess. And she sees her brother. But then before Nixley can continue with the gauntlet, Kara hits the totem with her heat vision and splits the totem in half. And so now Kara has one half of the Courage Totem, Nixley has the other. And then they go back to the tower, and they have the little crystal that they got from the tower with all the information with the witch Vita. And so they put it in the machine to get her up, and Vita actually ends up possessing Brainy. And Jesse Rath's like whole thing about Brainy being possessed by this witch is so funny. Like, oh man, that was just so good. I was laughing through that whole thing. It was so funny. And so Vita is explaining that because the totem split in half, there's energy released from the totem, and because it's the Courage Totem, the energy will be courage. So people who get this energy will have like extra courage, you know. And then to get the other half of the totem, to bring the two pieces together, Kara needs to pass her gauntlet. And then Lena finally gets Vita out of Brainy. She's like, let's never do that again. Don't worry about it. And then Kara's like, all right. So she begins her gauntlet, and then she goes back to the night where she first became Supergirl. If we remember from season one, episode one, she saves Alex from the plane crashing. And then, so after that, she thinks she didn't do anything because she didn't want to be seen again, right? But she's like, no, I need to have the courage to go out and just be Supergirl now. And so she goes to somebody that she hears and goes to help them because she did not do that last time. She skipped over it because she didn't want to be seen, right? And so she does that, but she fails the gauntlet and more courage, magic, energy, whatever is unleashed. So it really is a question of now, like, what is the gauntlet for Kara? You know? What exactly did Kara need to have the courage to do to pass? Trying to figure that out now. But we see the magic actually enter the scientist from previous, who is going to get those plans for a previous project, and enter William as well. So hopefully that won't be too bad. And then the scientist actually goes to confront her old partner about the plans and tries and is trying to get them back, of course. And then we come back to Nixley. She is entering her gauntlet. And it is going back to her brother. And we actually get some backstory for Nixley here. She had talked about it in the first part of the season, but now we're getting some real explanation. This is the day of the coup. So this was the day that her and her brother planned to overthrow their father. And so their father obviously catches them. The dad, he is proud of the son because it takes, you know, it takes some guts to overthrow your father, but disappointed in Nixley. Bit of a double standard, but whatever. So what Nixley does is she just kills her father, you know, instead of like accepting defeat. She's just, I didn't have the courage, just do it now, right? But in turn fails the gauntlet. So more courage energy is released and it enters now Alex, John, and if we remember the alien lizard that turns into a big dragon that's been in multiple episodes of the show throughout the seasons. So the scientists are now fighting in the lab. The lizard turns into the dragon. And this is all happening like in the city and in the museum, specifically the museum. So Kara and John, Alex and Brainy all go to the museum to like stop everybody from fighting because this whole thing is like broken out into a fight. Alex goes straight for the dragon, and John is just oh so proud of Alex for just going after it and working hard. And Kara's just utterly confused. Brainy is confused, like what is going on here? And then the scientist, she gets the plans and just runs. She's like, I got them, we're leaving. Kara, obviously, like people are kind of acting out of character. So she finally gets John to calm the dragon back down to its regular lizard form. And then back at the tower, Lena and Kara realize that everyone at the museum has courage energy. Like Vita was saying, energy gets released. And so whoever was in the museum the time that the totem split in half is going to get affected by that. And they were all there. So that's why Alex and John were acting a bit out of character. And then back to Nixley, she's obviously confused why killing her dad wasn't correct. Like being able to just step up and do the job that she was planning on doing is courageous, right? In her mind, but obviously not. So she's trying to figure out. And then Mitch thinks like, oh, well, actually, maybe you should just kill your brother because he's the one that betrayed you, right? Her brother is the one that let her get locked up and actually is the one who technically arrested her, not their father. So you really need to go after your brother on the next go. And then Kara's sitting in the tower. Lena comes next to her and they're talking about the gauntlet because Kara can't figure out hers. Like, what does she need to do, right? And there's this, and they're just talking. It's really nice. There was, I remember when the promo photos came out for this, and a lot of people were excited, but it was a bit of a short conversation, so we didn't quite get what we were hoping for. But it was still this line I thought was really important for the two of them. Kara asks Lena, "Do you really not believe in magic?" And Lena replies with, "I believe in you." And oh man, if you did not like somebody, you would not say that to them. Like, that is flirting at its core. So don't tell me that they don't have any interest in each other that's more than friends, you know? Like, that's a little fruity right there, am I right? Anyways, back to the scientist. She is trying to make a machine that pretty much, she's trying to harness lightning and the power of lightning. So she's making this machine based off the plans, and she is doing it without trial, because remember, she has the courage to do that now. So she is just going after it. She's like, why test it? I have the plans. It's right there as expected. We're good to go. And so she fires up the machine and a storm starts. Yay. Fun. And then Lena talks with Vita, obviously, to get some answers about magic. But Vita knows that Lena has magic. I guess she can sense it, which was quite interesting, and says that Lena can use it. Like, it's there. Use it. Like, you have it. And during this conversation, Lena realizes that she can use her magic to protect herself from this sort of totem energy and actually help stop Nyxley. So instead of sciencing her way to a solution, she can actually use magic and has powers. And then the super friends notice what's going on with the storm, and Brainy actually remembers scientists in the museum talking about harnessing lightning. So they're making this connection now. Back to Nyxley. She is in the gauntlet once again. Her brother is putting her in handcuffs, and she pretty much just, like, pours her heart out to her brother and telling that his betrayal is what hurts the most. And it's quite a beautiful monologue, I will say. But in doing so, when she gets out of the gauntlet, she thinks she's failed, because her and Mitch were talking about you have to kill her brother. But she just kind of gives him the speech about how the betrayal is worse. But actually, in doing so, she passes the gauntlet, and the totem, instead of being that, like, weird, like, wood thing, is now actually turned into the crystal, the totem itself. And so Kara's half does the same, but now Kara's half is pulling towards Nyxley's half. They're trying to join together now. And so Lena's like, here, put this in this box. It won't stop the energy from being released, but it will keep it from moving. So that's where the totem is now. And Brainy finds the scientist that's trying to harness lightning, and actually miscalculates where she is, because he has also been affected by the courage magic, and he has the courage to be wrong, because in his sort of alien species, they must always be right and they can never miscalculate. But he has the courage to actually, like, kind of relax and just, like, do stuff. So he's, I love the line, he was like, so I've been guesstimating this whole time, like, guesstimating. Oh, that was so good. The delivery of that line was great. And so they actually, you know, they know where she actually is. It wasn't that hard. She wasn't that far away. But Alex already left to stop the scientist, because she has, like, the courage to, like, I don't know what was there. I don't even remember the explanation, but, like, to just, like, go for it. Like, Alex is so, like, logical and analytical and, like, is a realistic person. That's the way she thinks, where she is not doing that. She just is going after it and ready to go all the time, instead of, like, thinking it through. Alex pretty much, like, saves the scientist from being electrocuted and is, like, stopping something from happening. I'm not exactly sure. And then Kara hits the machine with heat vision to, like, turn it off and kind of stop it from doing more. But of course, the storm is still getting worse. And Kara then decides that in order to get help from the scientist, because she's affected by the courage energy, that she needs to release her half of the totem so the energy can be drawn back to the totem and taken out of everybody so everything can kind of go back to normal. So that's what she does. The totems joined. Totem halves join together, and courage energy leaves everybody. And the scientist kind of comes back to her senses and explains what they need to do to stop the storm. So Brainy, Kara, and John fly opposite to reverse the momentum of the storm. And then Alex uses a negative ionizer, which is what the scientist was explaining, to actually stop the sort of storm and the lightning. This was very reminded me of the season finale of Flash for season one, and that storm where Barry had to run the backwards way of the storm. And it just felt like that. I'm picking a lot of things that are similar from other shows now that I've like watched them dozens of times. So that was an interesting sort of similarity that I realized, but I digress. Kara and Nixley, because the totem is joined, they have this weird connection now, and they actually share each other's gauntlets. So they see each other's gauntlet. Kara sees Nixley's, Nixley sees Kara's, and what they had to go through, and then Kara passes out. So back in the tower, Kara wakes up and she can feel Nixley's emotions through this weird connection. And Nixley, of course, can sense her as well, which is very interesting. Not exactly sure how that came to be, but it's there. And then William is reading some old articles and stories about him being shot by whatever her name was, I still can't remember. And then after that extra courage he got from the courage totem, he realizes that he is ready to get back to work. And the way he's going to do this whole super friends thing is to embed with them. And he's talking to Nia about this. And Nia is obviously one of them. And she's like, "You sure? I don't know if that's a good idea." And so William understands, of course, that he needs permission for doing things, but like this is the best way he's gonna get info. And then back to the apartment. Kelly is with Alex. They're talking again, and Kelly's thinking about their future as parents and being together, and also fighting crime together. They want to be partners in love and partners in fighting crime, which is very beautiful and very well put by Kelly. And still, Kara is trying to figure out why she failed the gauntlet. What did she need to do? Because she didn't even get a chance to like figure out what she actually needed to do, because she did it twice or even once maybe, and like just immediately failed pretty much. So like, what does she need to do, right? And this is at Kara's apartment. She's talking with Lena once again. Lena obviously doesn't have an answer, but she tells Kara what happened in Newfoundland, and that her mom is a witch, and so is she. Kara is obviously taken aback by this, not what she was expecting to like have Lena figure out. Like, that's not the news she was ready for. But Lena tells Kara that she wants to help by using her magic, and maybe the first thing that she can do is untether Kara and Nixley, because with this connection, if you can sense their emotions and kind of sense what they're feeling, you can probably predict what they're doing. And so, if Nixley knows what Kara's going to do, that's not good, right? But Kara actually wants to keep the connection, to feel what, to know what Nixley's feeling pretty much, which she's kind of thinking about the other way, like, I'm willing to take the risk, because she sees this connection as a benefit, which is interesting to think. I don't know if I'd agree, Like, if I was Kara, I don't think I would do the same. I think I would want to untether it. But I understand why she's not, because it does seem like you would think like, oh, I have this connection, but unfortunately it goes both ways, right? So it's either you both know what each other's feeling or you just don't. It's not like only Kara can feel Nixley. So I feel I'd be a little it'd be hard to decide. A lot of back and forth on the thinking for that. But Kara wants to keep it. And then back to Nixley, she's in the ship with Mitch. And she's angry that Kara is still feeling hopeful, even though she did not pass her gauntlet. Like, why is she so happy? Like, why is she still so happy when, like, after going through this, right? Like she, in this scenario, Nixley has the first totem, so Kara should be upset, right? But she's not. And so Mitch ends up explaining that it's because she didn't pass her gauntlet. She didn't have to go through the turmoil, and the courage to be vulnerable is what they figure out what that courage actually is. So Kara wasn't being vulnerable. That's not, she needed to like really let her guard down and like do what she was really more scared to do instead of going out and just helping another person, because that was easy. She smiled through that, right? Where Nixley went through sort of this emotional thing and just like poured her heart out to her brother, right? So it was different for both of them. They didn't even realize they were supposed to be vulnerable, but Nixley got there first. So that's why Kara is still hope, like that's why Kara's still happy and is in somewhat of a good mood, is because she didn't have to go through the heartache that Nixley did for the courage totem. But this knowing that like Kara didn't pass and that Nixley is stronger and understands more about the totem, gives Nixley a bit of a motivational boost and is ready to go on to find the next totem. So, all in all, episode, pretty good. The gauntlets are definitely interesting. I want to see more of those, hopefully. I really enjoyed Nixley's gauntlet just because it gave some backstory and more insight into her character. This opened my eyes a little bit on her. I've had not so good feelings, a lot of mixed feelings about Nixley as a villain. It just didn't feel right because I just didn't feel the connection between Kara and Nixley. I need some like deeper connection for this to make it hard for Kara to like go through this stuff. But I it's still not there for me, but understanding Lixie more definitely helps me like understand the character. So, but yeah. Glad Lena's back. I wish the conversations between her and Kara longer, especially the one in the tower. Loved the ending scene between them two in Kara's apartment on the couch. Lena's gonna use her magic, which is great. Glad she's being open about that. Letting Kara know, like pretty much immediately. I didn't think she was gonna do it that fast. But with the help, of course, of Vita, who's a fave. Love her. She's going to, and I think that's really exciting. So we get quite a few episodes. There's 7 episodes left. So 7 episodes of potential Lena magic, which is going to be very cool. Throwing it back to her Merlin days, am I right? Remember when Katie McGraw was on Merlin? Not even remember. I wasn't like I did not watch that show when it was airing on TV. I watched it for the first time, maybe 2 years ago. But yeah, that was So throwing it back to those days, am I right? So yeah, it'll be interesting to see that. And really loving the stuff between Alex and Kelly right now. And interested to see where the stuff with William embedding with the Super Friends goes. Probably going to be quite awkward because they all know William like outside. Like he obviously doesn't know Kara Supergirl and Nia's Dreamer and stuff like that. So it's that's going to be a little awkward because that's not how they know William. So it'll be weird. Like really, he really sees into like their double life, but not knowing that that's what they're doing. So. Anyways, like I said, overall, good episode. I'm very interested to see where it goes. Oh, another thing, I really wanted to know how Kara should have passed her gauntlet. That was one thing that I wish we would have saw, or like she would have figured out on her own afterwards, but whatever. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this, and hopefully I'll be back soon with more. I've been a bit busy lately. And I really want to finish this up for you guys because I'm excited to get into the next season. But this is got to finish out this and season six of Legends first before I can move on to the new stuff. But yeah, so please stay tuned. It is coming, I promise. But anyways, with that saying, thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's underscore vlogs underscore, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.